Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is Part 2, the Democratic Socialists are assaulting our Second Amendment rights. This isn't your dad's Democratic Party. Today's Democrats are making it clear they will never be content with common sense gun restrictions. They want our guns and are determined to get them. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee is one of those Democrats. Right now, our country is heading in the wrong direction. After the Parkland, Florida shooting, states began passing laws denying those under 21 the right to buy a gun because the Parkland shooter was younger. Though the average age of mass shooters, folks, is over 30, there is no empirical evidence that proposed common sense restrictions would reduce crime or mass shootings. Some of the restrictions include significant taxes on ammunition and limits on possession or purchase of more than a few rounds at a time. Folks, these laws affect law-abiding Americans, such as our country's hunters, concealed carry permit holders, competitive shooters, and those of us who rely on firearms to defend ourselves and our homes. 14 states have already passed some version of a red flag law, which allows law enforcement to confiscate anyone's firearms without notice or due process if they or a family member, or in some states, any citizen, believe the gun owner is a threat simply because he or she owns firearms. These red flag laws are fairly new. The problem posed by red flag laws is that they are an attempt to deny people who have never committed a crime of any kind a fundamental right to own a gun without due process. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein suggested that anyone who had served in the military was potentially dangerous. Folks, the founders and the Constitution require due process before one can be convicted of a crime or lose one's rights. Michigan Representative Dan Kildee applauded the 2019 newly Democratic elected House of Representatives passing a gun violence prevention legislation, supposedly addressing our country's gun violence epidemic, that requires background checks for gun sales and transfers. Folks, we already have a multitude of background checks and gun laws. Hunters, sportsmen, women, concealed carry permit holders, and believers in the Second Amendment must stand up for our rights. We, the people, are facing a momentous gun rights crisis from Democratic Socialists, the liberal media, and anti-gun billionaires. The National Rifle Association speaks for us. I urge all firearm owners and gun advocates to join the NRA. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.